Listen to Local Motion with Shane on
KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio.
Good afternoon. The time is 12:01, and you are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. We're licensed in Bella Vista studios up here on Round Mountain. I'm Shane Houchins. I'll be your host for the next hour for Local Motion. And hey, did you get to see us last night on the KIXE kickoff night of their holiday auction? I hope you did. And if you were one of the callers that helped support KIXE last night, I want to thank you for doing so. KIXE is our community TV station here in the North State, Channel 9. And they've been bringing us great television, quality educational television for over 50 years now. Just 50 years now. And they're going to be continuing their auction tonight at 7 p.m. So there you go. And you can go to their KIXE Facebook page and see some of the pictures from last night. We had a lot of the broadcasters and a lot of the volunteer family for KKRN were there, and they took pictures and put them up on KIXE Facebook page. And another event that is going to be happening tonight, I want to remind people about, is the Lucky 13. That's the name of the event we're going to be having at Billy's Cafe up here in Montgomery Creek on 299. And Lucky 13 is going to be taking place tonight from 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's an evening of music, food, and spirits, and it's going to be a partial fundraiser for KKRN. And we're going to be entertained by our local Heavy Dose of Blues band. That's at Billy's Cafe in Montgomery Creek, 7:30 to 11 p.m. And, yeah, I hope to see you there. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have some, like I say, the Heavy Dose of Blues. They're always a great band to get people motivated and up on the dance floor. So 7:30 to 11 p.m. tonight. You know, KKRN, we are a community radio station, and part of being a community is inviting our community members up here to let you know what's going on. And I'm pleased to introduce to you today, I have three guests in the studio with me today, and one of our guests is Mark Dadigan, and Mark is the community education specialist. It's always great to have a specialist in the studio. And Mark, howdy. How say hi to everybody?
Hey, thanks for having me. And also we have here Billy Riggins, a.k.a. Chill Bill, and Lewis Gustafson, a.k.a. Pit Fox. And we're here to talk about Our Hope is Alive for Open Mic Night, which is going to be in Burnie next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Rex Club.
That's the Rex Club up in Burnie. And I see that this is Hope is Alive for Intermountain Edition.
Yeah.
I love that title. Yeah.
So it's been, we've organized the series of open mic nights as part of our campaign to raise awareness about mental health issues and also to kind of break a conspiracy of silence that surrounds issues like mental illness and suicide. And what we found is, whether it's poetry or spoken word, singing, bluegrass, creativity and creative expression, it's a lot easier to find a way to talk about these issues and a way to express things that could otherwise be unexpressible. And we've had a lot of, you know, really beautiful moments and building connections with among our different performers and really starting to shed some light on difficult issues and finding ways forward to heal together, especially using music.
Yeah, that is great education to draw people out of their preconceived ideas about things. And gosh, we know how music touches people. I know it can bring me out of the blues, or it can take me back to a situation I was in before. And it's not only it's music, it's also poets with spoken word artists and performers. Isn't that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And not only people are invited to come kind of like open mic, isn't
it? It's open mic. You know, we're bringing a little caravan of some of the performers who've been coming to our Reading editions. So we'll have some people set up already, but it's open to anyone who wants to come share. Whether it's, you know, and some people share songs or raps, but a few people just have something to read or a story to tell. So whatever moves you, you're free to come share it with us.
And that's going to be next Thursday, then at November 19th. Mm-hmm. Starts at 6 p.m. Performers sign in at 5:30 p.m. That'll be at the Rex Club. And Rex Club is 37143 Highway 299E in Burney, right across the street from one of my favorite hamburger joints there in Burney. And
yeah. We'll actually be in the banquet room, and this is exclusive for your show. We will have some snacks for all participants.
All right. Is that for audience as well as
yes.
performers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, food's always a great draw, isn't it?
Yeah, and so Lewis has been involved since the beginning when we started this more than a year ago. So I don't know, do you want to talk a little bit about, you know, what kind of moved you to start participating?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for inviting us to promote this really positive event. I had worked with you previously on a few things. There's also been some our other local people have worked within the community with Mark, and you know, I believe you came to me and was like, hey, would you want to be a part of this? I believe.
Yeah, it's hard to remember these days.
yeah, and one thing with myself and with Mark as well is we're really busy doing other community things. So, but I started doing spoken word poetry, so it was already right up my alley. I am really into that type of expression and that type of performance, so I was interested. And then I was like, you know, I can just do one of our hip hop stuff, one of our raps. I make hip hop music for. I guess I could explain that at first, but it was really nice. And this is the fourth one. This is the Intermountain Special
Edition.
Yeah. But the first three were actually really nice, really well done. Mark did a great job. There was also some other Brandon and Amanda were also involved with the performancing and all that. So they did really good. I just wanted to acknowledge them too for their work with these events. But I love it. I love, I didn't know what to expect the first time I went. And
well, neither did we.
Yeah, the ladies, I think from Weaverville, were mm-hmm. they playing bluegrass or something? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was like, all right, this is my wheelhouse. This is cool because doing things like sometimes you go to open mics or it's just straight poetry. You got to be in the mindset, you know, just to be able to listen and internalize what they're saying. But to have something so like, it's more like a performance of music. And I was like, this is cool. And I think since that moment, I've been even more on board. So I'm just very humbled and proud to be a part of any way I can.
All right. Hey, thanks, Lewis. We also have a young man in the studio here. Always great to have the youth involved in our community. Billy, what was your alias? What'd you call him, Mark?
Chill Bill.
Chill Bill, yeah. That's right. Speak up, Chill Bill. Let us know what's going on, buddy.
It feels good to do this, you know, do this open mic thing. I didn't participate in the first one. I actually jumped on the second one. I don't remember if it was Lewis or Mark that came to me or my mom that asked me if I'd done any spoken poetry, but at that time I was just now coming out in the rap game, coming up to music and stuff. But I rap about, you know, just follow your dreams, never give up, and you know it's hard with life struggles. You know, as me as a kid, you know, me being handicapped and all that stuff, I just rap about what I've been through and what other people been through, and it's just been fun. And Mark, Lewis, and everybody else that been doing this, seeing them a lot at these events, doing it with them, feels like I have another family around me.
Well, Lewis is family, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think that's, Billy and Lewis are cousins. And
yes.
Yeah, and I think also what Billy's tapping into and what's been really great about these events that it just kind of happened organically is, you know, you have all these different people from different backgrounds and doing different styles of music, but because we're all connecting about, you know, what we've been through and what we're struggling with, and we're all together, this common goal to express that and support each other. It really does become a family atmosphere, and there's, I feel like bonds are really building among the performers who regularly perform at the open mics. And what I, you know, as a educator is trying to get people to get more engaged with mental health, I think there's this barrier with language where a lot of the professional language people just don't identify with, or they don't see how it relates to what they're struggling, even when they are struggling. And what's cool about these open mic nights is I think we find other ways to talk about this stuff that is more relatable and just resonates more with this community.
Yeah, and I getting out there and talking about it is therapy for the artists as well as the listening audience, isn't it right?
Yeah, I actually speak on that. Like, that's actually kind of what prompted me to actually, did we do open mic first before we did that hip-hop thing at the Wintoon Center?
No, we did the hip-hop thing first at the Wintoon Center, then the open mic night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was where it started, right?
That's yeah, kinda, maybe.
Okay. But yeah, so... Mark had asked me to do to help with this and do a little presentation and performance, but you know, music, that's a really strong thing that you just said, because music I always relate it to, because I like music that could be more abrasive or more like heavy, that people might not get, but you know, the when Metallica was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the bassist Flea for the Red Hot Chili Peppers had this big spiel about how you know, music that can be aggressive is still a release, not only for the performers, but for the listeners. And it's really therapeutic. And, you know, I really took that to heart, because sometimes if, like, cause a lot of our music's really positive and a lot of it has a really strong message. And, it's good to be able to use performance arts and your creativity to talk about these things. And it kind of gives you a platform as well too. The mic is a weapon. I use it like an assassin is a line. You know, having a voice, having the microphone is could be a really strong thing. And, you know, it's nice to be able to say like, hey, you know, I can attack things like alcoholism and drug use in a way that's in a hip hop way where young people can really get behind that. So, but yeah, so I really liked how you said that, because music is a release. And, it's one of the most human things that we have as a release.
Well, I know we the singer-songwriters that I play here on Locomotion, that's what their thing is. You know, they're telling their story. Like folk music and Americana music tells a story about our nation, our people as a whole. And this is just kind of like another leg of that. Folks getting up and talking about the things that hurt them and help them. And sometimes we all know life can be hard, and being able to express it and get it out of you is it's empowering.
Yeah,
that's a hard word for me.
Yeah, even before we went on the air, you know, you had a little thing about Woody Guthrie, and man, that the things that he said were revolutionary and important, and
right,
that is more heavy than the heavy music of today. I mean, that was really cool.
Well, I enjoyed that reference to the Metallica, how even that what people consider headbanger angry music has a message behind it, and if you learn how to hear it, you can understand it a little bit better. And that's the thing about music is you got to listen to the lyrics. That's what the singer songwriters are so important in our society, as well as the poets and spoken word artists and the performers. And really appreciate you all coming up and talking about this. Once again, a reminder to our listeners that you're listening to KKRN. And we have Mark Lewis and Billy up here in the studio. And they're talking about Hope is Alive for Open Mic Night. Going to be in Burnie up at the Rex Club next Thursday. Starts at 6 p.m. Performers, like I say, it's an open mic night. You don't have to be part of the troupe to come on up and join in. And if you want to do so, you want to be there at 5:30 p.m. so they can make sure to get you in the lineup. Their little flyer says, if creating music, rhymes, or poetry gives you light in dark times or shed light on a hidden struggle, then you want to come celebrate how art heals and promotes understanding. That's a great little motto. It's a nice little mission statement.
Yeah, that's what we're all about.
Hey, I'm going to take us a quick little music break, and I have picked this song. I was telling the gentleman in the studio about this song. It's one by one of our local singer-songwriters, Bob Christensen, one of the first CDs I had given to me when I started here, gosh, 3 or 4 years ago, and the song is called Hard Times in a Land of Plenty, and if you haven't heard this tune before, really listen to the music, the lyrics of it. It'll touch you and gives you a little insight onto what many of us go through. Like I say, when I first heard this, I had to pull off the side of the road because it touched me. I thought, Bob, you're singing about me. Stop. And I just think it's a great song, and I want to share it with you. We'll be back in a few moments right after this Hard Times in a Land of Plenty from Bob Christensen. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM, your local community radio station.
Dog living in this truck, you get used to it after a while. You camp where you can and leave before dawn. I guess you could say it's become my style. The way it turned out, it ain't nobody's fault. I had a good beginning. Trouble is, I could never learn to read and write. I got some kind of learning disability. Now I'm living rough in a land of plenty. You know it's tough being a kid and not able to do even close to what the others could do. When the hurt's real strong, sometimes you do things that aren't real good for you. I put up walls and I partied hard and I acted like I didn't care. Took years to find out that that's a road to nowhere. That's living rough in a land of plenty. I was blown away the day the towers went down, mad as hell and ready to fight. I went down to join the Marine Corps. I was already traveling light. They gave me some papers, I took them home, and a friend helped me fill them out right. Took them back the next day ready to go. They said, "Whoa, boy, not quite." They sat me down and gave me some tests. I was hoping they wouldn't count for much. But then the letter came and it said, "Sorry, son, but you just ain't got the right stuff. Living rough in a land of plenty."
I thought he was sweet, so I took a chance. I really thought that we could make it. We both got jobs and we worked real hard and cuddled beneath our blankets. But he lost that job and then another after that. They told him, "Sorry, son, we like you, boy, but you gotta learn to read and write." The look on his face the day I left, I still see it clearly. It would be too hard living with him and trying to raise a family. Living rough in a land of plenty.
I went round and round with the booze and the drugs, and I spent some time in jail. That's all behind me now, but General Delivery is still where I get my mail. There was a time when I wanted more. It just didn't turn out so well. Now I work when I can, and the rest of the time I scrounge around for things to sell. Living rough in a land of plenty. Yeah, it's just me and my dog living in this truck. You get used to it after a while. Living rough in a land of plenty. You know it's tough living rough in a land of plenty.
And that was Bob Christensen, Living Rough in the Land of Plenty. And it just fits right in with today's program as we're here talking about a Stand Up Against Stigma campaign that'll be taking place. Well, it takes place all the time, but they're going to have a open mic night, and it's public participation is crucial to events like this. And I want to let you folks know all about it. So that's why we have Mark Dadigan from the office. He's the office of the director, community relations, education. Mark, sounds like you wear many hats down there at the Health and Human Services Agency.
I have to because I'm bald and I have no hair. And
oh, it's that's a good one, yeah.
But mostly what I do is I coordinate the Stand Against Stigma campaign. That's what all those fancy words mean,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, well, it's a good badge to wear, taking care of our community and educating our public about things like the stigma that is against, that goes with some of the mental issues that, seems to be more and more prevalent. I don't know if it's I know this is just a personal observation, but is it in our environment or just that we're becoming more aware of some of the things that are happening out there that, you know, the general public doesn't know about?
You know, it's a good question. I actually think we're slowly becoming more educated as a society and as a community. And, you know, I think back in previous generations, there were issues people had that we would now be able to identify as a mental health problem.
Right. We used to say grandma's tetched or, you know,
yeah,
something.
Well, I have an aunt who passed away, but she had severe, and now that I know more about mental illness, I know she had severe agoraphobia and anxiety because she wouldn't leave her house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we would just say, oh, she's a homebody. And I think people would have different terms for it back then. And
right, that's correct. You know, it seems like we all have issues that we deal with, if not all the time, at least sometime in our life. And what you guys are doing is just awesome, educating people and giving them a stage and a format where they can come out and speak about their feelings and let other people know that, hey, this is how it gets worked out. I know you know, it seems like the talk therapy is more beneficial. I know medication helps a lot of folks, but seems like this talk therapy can't be beat. And I think when you mix it with music and performance, it's a healing art. And you guys are doing a great job of bringing that to our community.
Yeah, and you know, I think you touched upon it a little bit earlier. I think what really hurts people, especially in a community like this, I think, where we're very self-reliant and we really want to be independent and take care of ourselves, is when we really bury that pain inside. I think that's what really hurts people more than anything, and they're not able to process the loss or the difficulties or the stress they're feeling. And this, I think, is just a little easier to do it through music or to do it through creative expression than, you know, to go to a therapist or whatever. And I think this is a good way for people to open that door to, you know, express what they're going through. And then, you know, maybe if they need a little additional support, they can seek that out too.
Right. And that you guys give them that kind of information too when they come up to these events, don't you? It's not just a performance thing, but it's a resource.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have our resource table out there, and we'll be able to connect people with stuff if they want to talk to someone. We will also have a clinician on hand. You know, there's a few of our performances, you know, they're beautiful, but pretty intense. We have a couple people who'll share poetry written by a son or a loved one who died by suicide.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, you know, they might need someone to talk to, or someone in the audience might connect with that and need someone to talk to. But you know, they're very cool events because, you know, it's like that old stereotype. We laugh, we cry, and we have a lot of fun too. And it's just a really great way to bond together as a community.
All right. Hey, Chill Bill.
Yes?
Are you still awake there, little buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you do a performance? What kind of performance do you do?
The type of performance I like to do is basically like a hip-hop performance, you know. This whole music thing started when I was only about 6 years old, growing up as a young kid in Anderson, California. I can't remember where I first lived, but when I was only 6 years old, that's what my dad used to always play, like the Beastie Boys, Run DMC, couple other artists, you know. As the hip-hop scene in Anderson, California wasn't that big, you know, but for me, I never left the house as much as a kid, you know. But this music dream really came to me at 13 years old, you know. My cousin Lewis and my other cousin Johnny, goes by Jay Riggs and Pit Fox, they were just coming out in the music. And it was back then when my cousin Johnny lived with my grandparents, and he had his little setup with the laptop and a microphone, and he just threw on a beat, and I didn't know what to do at the time. I was just really young, and I just freestyled off the dome. But from then, I just keeping my head up, keep practicing, start freestyling, and I just been doing it from since then.
I love it. The terminology, freestyle off the dome. That first time you said it, that's what, pulling it off the cuff or something. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, that's a that's, and that in itself is a talent and a gift to be able to have a sharp mind where you can pull up stuff like that. And you know, something else that I think it has a little bit of a stigma is hip hop and rap music. You know, we generally that's, you know, baby boomer guy here. I think of it as the angry music, but it's not all that way, is it? Lewis, yeah. What are you talking about that?
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's music, you know, music with a message can be, you know, everywhere. And modern hip-hop is, I'm not trying to just disregard the whole entire genre, but modern hip-hop to me is kind of soulless, unless you really look for, you know, people that have a good message.
Right.
And what's interesting about native hip hop is it's becoming the voice of people that are struggling, you know, because, you know, Native American people, we have a lot to struggle for, whether
a lot of old history of past.
And you know, in a lot of, you know, multi-generational trauma is a big part of that, but you know, we're still fighting for water rights, you know.
Right.
We're still fighting for, you know, there's a sacred site on top of this mountain right here. Yeah. Am I allowed to just walk up there? I mean, I don't know. I mean, could I get in trouble? I mean, so, I mean, there's things that, you know, you deal with frustrations, and, you know, because we also live in a modern society and modern. But what's cool about Native American hip hop is becoming that type of political music that is out there. Right. MTV just did a special. I don't have the name, but
Rebel Music.
Rebel Music. It's awesome. We Mark hooked us up with Dr. Melissa Leal.
She was the cultural consultant on this documentary about Native American rappers, yeah.
And but yeah, it's a whole series, I believe. You can find it on YouTube, you can find it on, you know, on Facebook.
What was the name of that game, Liz?
Rebel Music.
Yeah, Rebel Music, Native America.
We have a lot of Native American listeners here at KKRN, so I'm quite sure they're going to want to check that out. That's really cool, and that's a really neat aspect you had there about how the Native Americans are still struggling for just the everyday basic human right issues, and plus that multi-generational thing. And hey, it sounds like a good cue-in for a hip-hop. You guys ready to do one?
Yeah, yeah, I'm down. So we'll go Mark, and then Billy, then me.
Not very funny. I'm not a performer. I'm just an organizer.
Do you want to start off? Or?
It don't matter.
Right.
They're doing rock, paper, scissors, yes. Just so you know.
paper, rock, scissors? All right, go ahead and build one.
All right. I'm just chilling in the radio station. It's my first time, but I'm going to keep it shining no matter what. My name is Chill Bill. I'm coming from the coming to the city of the A, no matter what, it's north of the bay. I'm Native Pride, straight Pit River Wind to the tribes I represent till I die, no matter what. No, my cuz got something to say.
All right, Hip Hop Alive, number 4 is coming up. We do it all the time, and I'm drinking from my cup, but it's kind of empty, but that's all right. Me and Bill, we do it, and we do it on site. We're sitting here rapping on the sacred mountain, we do it all the time, yeah. Life is a fountain of love, of peace, of respect. We do it all the time, and we don't neglect to speak about the things that are really real. We do it all the time, man. It's what we feel. I could probably go why I don't want to mess up. This is recorded, so I don't want
to. Oh, hey, that's okay. That was great, guys. And like, how do you say it? What was that? Off the brain?
Yeah, off the dome.
Off the dome. That is so cool. And that was impressive, guys. I know that's hard to pull something off of that. And you did well. Gosh, that was... You make it look easy.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fun. I'm starting to do it more. I think there's two types, kind of, I say, of hip-hop people. Like, people that only freestyle and they never record anything. It's the people you go to a party or you're just hanging out and they're like, oh, let's start freestyling. Like, all right. And they're really cool. But they don't have the confidence, you know, or maybe they just don't want to record something either. Mm-hmm. And then there's people that can't really, they don't have that impromptu freestyle. And then, but they can record and write, and you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they can come up and join you guys next Thursday night too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Rex Club next Thursday at 6 p.m.
And the Burning. Rex Club, Bernie.
Sign-ins at 5:30.
Yeah, right, guys. We're gonna take a quick little break. We'll listen to a tune by another genre of music. Some reggae. That has a really deep message in its vocals too.
Yes.
The song we're going to hear today is called Irie Days, and it's by one of our local reggae gentlemen out of Cottonwood, Johnny Token. And joining Johnny Token on this is the Dreadnoughts. And Johnny Token, he's the real deal. He got his name because he is one of the few white guys that the Rastafarians let get up on stage with him in the islands and perform. And he's excellent, excellent master musician and has a little studio down there in Cottonwood. And,
oh, wow.
Very, very neat gentleman. Yeah, we're going to try to get him here on the program. He's a very community-involved person, too. And we'll talk about Johnny some other time, though. Let's listen to his music right now. You're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, and we are up here in Round Mountain. We're licensed at Bella Vista. I want to remind our listeners that we are an all-volunteer community radio station, and we are funded by your support. And if you haven't done so and become part of our KKRN family yet, you can go to kkrn.org. That's our homepage, and on the top of the page there, you'll find a donate tab. You click it, and it'll take you to a safe and secure spot where you can you decide when you want to give, and you decide how much you want to give. And don't forget, your donations are tax deductible if you itemize. And getting towards the end of the year here, if you haven't gotten all your tax deductions in, if you are lucky enough to have enough money to have tax deductions, think about us, won't you? KKRN.org. And while you're there, check out our program schedule. It's about halfway down the page, and we got some great programming that you'll find nowhere else. And while you're there, you'll notice that a lot of the programs are highlighted in bold, and those are your community family members, local folks that come up on a regular basis and come in and bring you programming out of the passion of their heart. Okay, now here is Johnny Token and the Dreadnoughts, and this is a song called Irie Days, and it's a Jamaican term of when someone would ask you, hey, how's your day going? You say, Irie Days, man. And forgive me, Johnny, if I blew that, but here he is, Johnny Token and the Dreadnoughts.
Stand up.
streets I know on the same road to home. And if the rocks get in your way, push them aside and say, I can do this.
I know that the door in my head is right. I know that life seems hard enough.
No one said it was easy.
Back with Locomotion with Shane and Mark and Lewis and Billy in the studio, and I hope you're all having an eerie days today. And Mark, I want you to let us know a little bit more what's going on here in your little world.
Yeah, well, you know what, one thing that, you know, the reason we do our Stand Against Stigma campaign is because statistically every year 1 in 4 people have some kind of diagnosable mental health issue. Whether that be depression, bipolar, post-traumatic stress, anxiety, what have you. And that means we all know someone. That means we all have someone in our family who's probably struggling with something. But unfortunately, there's a lot of misunderstanding and mythology and stereotypes associated with mental illness that keep people from seeking help and getting support they need. And so that's a big part of the reason why we do Hope is Alive, the Open Mic Night series, is to break down those walls. And I also wanted to mention that this particular Open Mic Night, it's being held in honor of National Suicide Loss Survivor Day. In Shasta County, we lose about 40 people every year to suicide. And that's one of the higher rates in California. And also when it's estimated that when someone dies by suicide, they leave behind six loved ones, family members, and friends on average, who are left to deal with this very difficult loss and grieving process. And they really need our support. And I think a lot of people are afraid or not sure how to start conversations with people who suffer a loss like that. So part of what we're doing with this open mic night is, we're going to have a good time. We're going to inspire, but we also want to do a little education and give people some tools on how to support each other when we lose someone like this.
Yeah, I know that's real important, having lost a friend that was to suicide. And gosh, you're right. It is hard. If you've never dealt with that, to know how to deal with that person, right at the moment and further down the road, and programs such as yours educates just the common person, and it's very helpful to the family members. I know that I was the children of suicide victims, I guess, are just even more so bent towards that, and if they don't go out and get help. So it's And some of the other things you were talking about, like the post-traumatic stress syndrome that we're so getting very aware of now. Gosh, I know guys that that when I was in the military, they came back different guys. And there wasn't really the kind of help that we have nowadays. And it's just so very grateful that we have folks such as yourself, all three of you guys, that come in and take such great amount of your own personal time to go out, reach out and touch so many members of our community. I know there are a lot of hurting folks out there, and like you're saying, they don't approach help because of, several reasons, and one of them might be just because they don't know the avenues to take yet, and this is one great avenue that they are able to take. It's called, they have a website, standagainststigma.com, and you can learn more about this Hope is Alive for there at that website. But we got these guys in here today, and no better source of information than from the source of information.
Yeah, well, and I also, going along with what you were mentioning about post-traumatic stress, Lewis actually has a song that kind of mentions that a little bit. And you had already had that before we even came up with this open mic night. So you want to talk a little bit about that song in particular?
Yeah. Well, the first thing with making a song, I have different views and stuff, but one of the things that me and John, my cousin John Riggins, he goes by J Riggs, we're together real quick. We're called Pit Crew. That's the name of our rap group. So as we're talking about, music with the message, and how can we incorporate Native? This is before I even knew that there was like this whole big movement of Native American rappers that I think I'd heard Without Rez, which was Chris Lamar's old group. But how can we incorporate that? So we came up with the idea that we're going to add Native singing in it. And then it's like, well, what is the content of the song going to be? And I was just like, well, let's make it about, what are our issues? What is Native as possible, but let's touch on some real things. And, two of the things I wanted to touch on is, dealing with what we've been through and how we're still here and still making it and still productive, and we still have issues and stuff, but to touch on that and to touch on about our traditions and our religion, and to give that some support. And but the other thing was talking about Native, what is Native pride nowadays. Not everybody, but there's a whole segment of our population, and not, this isn't a Native centric thing either, but of our population is like, Native pride is getting drunk and getting fights and, using and, graduating from detention to suspensions to juvenile halls to jail to prison. And, it just becomes, it seems like that's the whole thing right now. And I'm like, it's frustrating, but how can I address that in a way that's, positive, but kind of attack that type of mentality? So, in that song, I just want to specifically attack, it's not, some people think they're Native pride, but they're wrong. It's not about drinking or getting in fights. It's about going to the mountain and finding your life, because those are the things that our people did when we turned into young men and women, as we fasted, we went and found out who we are as people. And, I wanted to touch on that, but, in that line, I was like, you know, I know it's hard getting over post-traumatic stress, but the Creator will heal us because we are blessed. Because a lot of times, I think when people are in that mode or in you're in that lifestyle, you don't know why you have that addictive personality or why, you know, you want to drink so much or do drugs so much. Is, you know, growing up in a household that was broken like that, my mom, she would always say, I want to go home. It's like, you can't drink, you know, you've been to the hospital, they say you're going to die. You know, you go to hospital 4 or 5 times a year, and every time they say you can't drink, it's getting worse and worse. And then she'd always say, I want to go home. You know, it's always considered a type of suicide because that's what she was, depressed, you know, and she was lonely. She was the youngest child, and all her brothers and sisters that she was close to had passed. So a lot of times our people don't know why, you know, why we are so self-destructive at times. And I think that could be a part of it. So I wanted to, there's so only so much you can put in the context of a song and have it not be 2 hours or something to deal with these issues. But I wanted to kind of touch on that and just, I don't know, just throw that in there.
You know, thanks for that, Lewis. I was thinking earlier about saying that, you know, we all have issues that we deal with. And I was thinking about some of the people that that founded America and some of our leaders that dealt with mental issues but didn't really know, you know, with depression. And Charles Spurgeon, a great religious orator, he had depression. Abraham Lincoln, you know, we think about, everybody has stuff, but still they were productive people in our society. And that's what, you know, everybody has something they deal with. And sometimes, like you're saying, they don't know why they're doing it or don't understand it. And venues like this, Hope is Alive for Open Mic Night, is a great avenue for local folks here to get involved with that. And Billy, did you have something you want to say?
I just want to give a quick shout out real quick. With all this, you know, native hip hop nowadays, I can see how it's spreading to other, you know, Native Americans from different tribes around the world. You know, they feel that emotion to express their ways in hip hop. I like a lot of Native artists nowadays, like Tall Paul. He's Native. I can't remember where he's from, but he's a Native rapper. He's a pretty tall guy. I learned about him in a hip hop workshop I did with Mark and Lewis, and he touched me with his song, Prayers in a Song. It was a really good song. And another Native rapper I like to give shout outs to, the props, Frank Juan. I can't pronounce his last name right, forgive me if I say your name wrong, but the song that really touched me of his was called My Stone and Everything. And it's a really good song, how certain Native rappers just express the ways of their past and what they really express. And another song I like of his is called Oil for Blood, which is really good, how he talks about what we've been through in the past and what we had to fight for. And that's a really good song. So that's what I had to all say.
I was also wondering, Billy, do you have thoughts about, you know, how making music has kind of helped you or what that does for you?
Yes. With music, you know, through this day of age, you know, I know, you know, with all this modern hip hop, I like some of it, but some of it just sounds, you know, a little off-putting. No disrespect to the newer hip hop and the newer generation. You know, I wasn't around in like the back good old days of hip hop, but just the mellow bass lines and melodies and rhymes that old MCs can put together into a track, that really spawned me. But the most flocious MC that inspired me, my mentor besides my cousins, was no other than Ice Cube. You know, hearing like Today Was a Good Day was a really soulful, how he rapped about his day and what he did. And it was just a smooth rap song that I heard. It was actually my first hardcore gangster rap song I heard in my life, and I really fell in love with hardcore gangster rap at that age. And that's basically it.
Thanks, Mark. our Billy, that was Billy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chill Bill. Hey, Lewis, you were saying you and your cousin have a Pit Crew. Is that the name of it?
Yeah, Pit Crew. You can find us on Facebook, on YouTube, SoundCloud. It's PITT. Two T's, Pit River. There's the whole thing. Is it two T's?
That's what I was wondering.
So, Pit, PITT, and then Crew, like Motley Crew. Like I said, I'm a big rock guy, man. So it becomes like a double meaning. CRUE.
That's it.
So
yeah.
Pit Crew, but it's also like a pit crew. And we, Billy's dad is a racer, man. He races. He was racing the Bombers down at Shasta Speedway.
Yep.
His grandpa was a racer. His great uncle was a racer. Rest in peace. So it was pretty cool to be able to also, you know, on John's side with his uncle and his grandpa's, to be able to reference, throw a quick little reference to those type of, you know, racers, you know.
Right. Thanks. Yeah. So you're listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM and Mark Lewis and Billy in the studio. Let's give a rundown, Mark, one more time about, at least one more time. We got like 8 minutes left here.
All right. Well, for the rundown for our events,
you mean? Yeah, correct. For this event and whatever else you want to put out there. I know that you guys probably got something else you can talk about if you like.
Yeah. All right. So, the Hope is Alive for Open Mic Night. Our Intermount edition is going to be this Thursday, November 19th. It starts at 6 p.m. We're looking for poets, spoken word artists, singers, performance of any style, of any genre of music. Come sign in at 5:30. It's going to be at the Rex Club's Banquet Room there on Highway 299 in downtown Burnie. And it's free and open to the public. We'll have some snacks to munch on, and it's family friendly. I generally say it's good. It's fine for kids 12 and up, but some people have brought younger kids, and it's been fine. And the theme is, you know, if you feel that creating music, rhymes, or poetry has given you light in dark times or shed light on a hidden struggle, then you can come celebrate with us how art heals and promotes understanding. And this is all part of our effort to reduce stigma and shame related to mental health struggles.
Yeah, I like that. You celebrate how art heals and promotes understanding, and that's the theme of this thing, isn't it? Celebrating the healing end of the mental stigma and educating people is how they can help themselves as well as others. That's I know I've had issues in the past and wasn't real sure how to work through them myself. And there is that thing of taking that first step, acknowledging to yourself that, yeah, I do need a little help. Mm-hmm. And stepping out, it can be a hard thing to do. And this is a very safe venue if you would like to explore it. And I encourage you, if you have any if you're a poet and a spoken word artist, singer, performer, these guys will be glad to have you. Once again, that's next Thursday.
Yeah, and we've had all types of genres of music. I mean, we've had, what was the name of the band?
I was just trying to think of their name, but I forgot them. But I forget it off the top of my head. But a band showed up and played a whole little set at our last one. And
You'll remember going down the hill when going home. You'll remember the name of that
band.
Yeah,
exactly. They were really good. We had a breakdancer showed up, and he did his thing, and we had some straight up country guy who seemed like he had just come off the bus from Nashville or something.
we've had people like, I'm looking at the poster. This young man right here, he wasn't even there as part of the event.
Oh yeah, it was funny. There was this at the second one we did. This guy Ronnie, this big kind of ripped dude, and he was walking past the venue and he saw the flyer and he just walked in, and he, like, I think he was working at a mill or something. He told me he had just gotten off work at the mill, and he wanted to try and read his poetry for the first time ever in public.
Wow, that's,
and like,
cool.
he had these really great, like, love poems and stuff, and mm-hmm. you know, not the kind of stuff you would expect from this kind of you know, chiseled dude, you know. Yeah. What I mean,
that's, well, another, you know, stigma.
Yeah, right. Was,
that,
yeah,
is
totally.
Isn't it, that is a stigma of if you got muscles there, you're just a big tough guy, aren't you? That's,
but he had some good stuff too.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a great story.
The other funny thing about that, the 19th, my birthday is actually the next day.
Oh, hey, oh, nice. So people can give Billy a cupcake.
Mm-hmm. He wants an Xbox One.
Yeah, right.
Is that a hint to someone out there? Mm, yeah. Yeah, you didn't give away what you're giving them this birthday, are you, Lewis?
Oh, no.
A little pressure there, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, the time is 12:57. You've been listening to Local Motion with Shane. Mark Dadigan, community education specialist. Brought up two of his friends to the studio today, Lewis and Bill. And I want to thank you all for coming up and driving up the hill to come up here to the studio and informing people about this. I'll put this event on our community calendar so it'll be heard all through next week there. And
awesome.
Yeah.
And, no problem. So, it was fun.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for coming up again, guys. Why don't you say goodbye to anybody that you want to?
Yeah, yeah. I work at Local Indians for Education.
What was that again?
At Local Indians for Education, the Life Center in Shasta Lake. I'm really involved with a lot of stuff. Not trying to talk myself up, but
do it, brother.
Yeah, man. Like I really enjoy it. So I want to just acknowledge the youth I work with because we do a lot of cool stuff, and a lot of times it's hard, but I'm just really happy with where I am with my employment and my role within the community. So just wanted to say, man, I hope everyone's having a good day, and I love everybody.
And I'd like to give a quick shout out to all my friends that go to Burney High School. I know I moved away without saying goodbye, but I miss hanging out with you guys. And if you listen, thanks for supporting.
Well, I know they listen. We have actually a group of high school students that come from Burney High School and come to it's called Raiders Radio. I think it's the first Wednesday of.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, of every month. Yeah, that's very cool. You can find that on our program schedule, too. Radio is on the 7 p.m. the first Wednesday, not every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month, 7 p.m. You're going to want to catch that, Billy. He might recognize some of those voices.
Yeah, they can come say their goodbyes there, man.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? They can come see you next Thursday night at the Rex Club.
Yep.
At 6 p.m. is going to be the start of the Hope is Alive 4 Intermountain Edition. It's going to be an open mic night, so that's an open invitation to come share your talents. Thanks, y'all, for coming on up.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to shoot out a couple of announcements here for what's happening up here on the mountain. Of course, tonight we're having the Lucky 13 partial benefit for KKRN at Billy's Cafe. It's going to be the Heavy Dose of Blues Band, and it's going to be an evening of music, food, and spirits from 7:30 to 11 p.m. And, it might go a little bit beyond that, so be aware of that. And also tomorrow, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Oak Run Volunteer Fire Company is going to be having their Christmas Bazaar. And that's going to be at the Oak Run Fire Hall. Once again, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks for tuning in to Local Motion with Shane. I'll be back next week with Joseph Blythe and Hal Johnson are going to be coming in. And I think they might be bringing their friend Martin. Going to do some live music and talk about what's going on with their new music venture. Local Motion with Shane is brought to you by your listening dollars. Bye, y'all.
By anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to give news that is positively North State with universal topics, too. Found online at anewscafe.com.
Programming on KKRN Community Radio is brought to you in part by Les Schwab Tires in Burney. Les Schwab is an independent tire dealer in business since 1952. Les Schwab in Burney offers